Good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, and this is your host Ashwin on the 11th of August, giving you a roundup of the top news for the day. On the headlines, we have M. Venkaiah Naidu taking oath as vice president. This violent election protests that killed 4 people in Kenya post the election results, as expected, in fact. The row is still continuing, and the police is on the field. There's a lot that's going out of control. A major Uber shareholder sued Travis Kalanick. DDA for SoundCloud today. In fact, the platform that I'm using to podcast is under threat. Les Twins are declared as champions of World of Dance. We'll come to that first piece on the news. As former Union Minister M. Venkaiah Naidu took oath as the Vice President at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Darbar Hall today. He had defeated opposition candidate and Mahatma Gandhi's grandson, Gopal Krishna Gandhi, in the vice presidential polls. Naidu succeeds former Vice President Hamid Ansari, who held the post for 2 terms consecutively. So yes, we have a new Vice President. For all those of you who just know about the presidential elections, there is a Vice Presidential elections too. Our President is Ram Nath Kovind, by the way, a BJP leader who defeated Meera Kumar from the Congress to take the position. Next piece on the news is violent election protests that killed 4 people in Kenya. At least 4 people have been killed in Kenya's violent protest, which erupted after the country's opposition leader Raila Odinga alleged that the recent presidential election results were hacked and falsified. Election Commission computer systems were tampered with to create errors in favor of incumbent President Kenyatta, who won over 54% of the votes in the election result, Odinga claimed. We don't know if this is true, not too sure if that's being validated, but there was a large threat that was looming post the elections, which is, I think, kind of coming to life. The fact that there will be protests and a lot of killings, and 4 people are already dead. It's been just one day. An Uber shareholder, a major Uber shareholder, in fact, sued Travis Kalanick. Benchmark Capital, which owns about 13% of the ride-hailing giant's shares, accused the ousted CEO of fraud, mismanagement, and other misconduct. The VC firm is asking a court to force Kalanick off the company's board and stop him from appointing other directors. Yes, they're doing everything they can to prevent Travis from coming back to Uber as CEO. All news of him Steve Jobsing it is actually dying right now. D-Day for SoundCloud, the company which recently laid off 40% of its staff, has given investors until the end of the day to provide nearly $170 million in new funding, warning that without the cash, it will not be able to continue as a going concern. So there's a lot of rumors about SoundCloud closing down, and all the artists that post on SoundCloud, including me, are worried. Like, what if we wake up one day and all our recordings are gone? But SoundCloud, in fact, came back and dispelled this rumor about a month ago and said, no, there's nothing happening, don't worry about it, your recordings are safe, and we give you good notice if we're shutting down. So I'm not too sure what's happening right now, but this is where things stand. Today is the D-Day. Last piece on the news is Les Twins declared as the world champions of World of Dance. French dancing duo comprising identical twins, Laurent and Larry Nicolas Bourgeois, professionally known as the Les Twins, have been crowned the champions of debut season of TV show World of Dance. The self-taught pair, known internationally for new style hip-hop dancing, edged out dancers such as Jabberwocky's Fiction, Keon and Marie Madrid. The judging panel included Jennifer Lopez and Neo. In fact, I'm posting the link of their recent dance that kind of took everyone by storm. They're amazing. Like, you need to check them out. With that, we're wrapping up another edition of News on the Go. Akshay Kumar's movie Toilet is in theaters. In fact, Toilet Ek Prem Katha. You guys should go catch that movie. Harry Met Sejal is probably a big flop. But yes, Friday night, it's Bollywood time. Leaving you with Ik Wariya from Rapta in the background. You guys have a great long weekend. I will see you on Monday, same time. Is the key that's funny.